You're listening to 91.3 WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. When you hear the word swing, do you think of baseball or jazz? This week, Wright State University will host the first national conference to explore the connections, the Sultans of Swing, 100 years of baseball, jazz, and short fiction. In the early 20th century, African Americans took great pride in baseball's Negro Leagues and famous jazz musicians, but they still lived with segregation. Community Voices producer David Seitz traces this history in our latest Culture Couch story.
Before the word jazz came up in music, it was used in baseball. In 1912, Ben Henderson, a pitcher for the Portland Beavers, told a Los Angeles reporter he would throw his jazz ball in the next game. Ben Zimmer, a writer on language, told the story for Radio Boston on WBUR.
And he told the reporter that he had a special pitch, a curveball called the jazz ball, that he was going to use. And he said it would just completely flummox the batters because it wobbles so much you simply can't do anything with it.
Louis Armstrong understood this connection between baseball and jazz, says Sharon Lynette Jones. She's a professor of African-American literature and culture at Wright State University.
He had an opportunity to actually buy uniforms for a baseball team that was called the Raggedy Nine, and they ended up calling themselves Louis Armstrong's Secret Nine in a show of gratitude.
Their baseball skills were not particularly phenomenal in any way.
Segregation brought together Negro League players and black jazz musicians out of necessity. This is Kevin Magruder, professor of history at Antioch College.
African Americans had very few outlets for entertainment. And so most likely the people who were owners of the black teams were the entrepreneurs in the community. And so somebody who is booking a jazz group for a venue may also be the one who owns a baseball team. And that becomes a national network.
Kevin Magruder shows me a photo that says it all. Duke Ellington and his band are playing baseball outside a motel in Florida while on a bus tour in 1955.
And he's leaning out with a baseball bat. Looks like he's might be bunting or stretching to reach a ball. The bus is on the right side of the picture. On the left side is a sign that says Astor Motel. And it's a neon sign, and then at the top it says colored, where segregation was meant for them to, it was meant to dehumanize them, really, and for them to feel inferior. And, they're playing baseball, so it doesn't matter.
African-American writers also explored the power of baseball and jazz in short stories to address race and identity. In a story by Dorothy West from 1926, a couple struggles with differences in their marriage. Again, Sharon Lynette Jones.
He's a big jazz fan, and she is not. You know, she's not really that interested in, like, the jazz records that he's given her. Many people at the time, Langston Hughes, for example, and others, you know, really emphasized the connection between jazz and African-American cultural expression. At the same time, you have some other people who are really concerned about the role of jazz. Jazz wasn't associated with respectable activities.
Eventually, jazz and baseball would form a new relationship. Brooklyn Dodger Jackie Robinson and manager Branch Rickey led the integration of baseball. But 10 years earlier, piano player Teddy Wilson broke the color line in jazz when Benny Goodman brought him into his band.
They're breaking that barrier. That probably becomes inspiration for them to deal with what's being thrown at them.
Hit the street, Jackie Robinson, hit that ball. It went zooming across the left field wall. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie, hit that ball.
The Sultans of Swing Conference will explore these stories and more beginning this Thursday. For details, visit WYSO.org. For Culture Couch, this is David Seitz.
This story is a part of Culture Couch, WYSO's series on arts and culture in the Miami Valley. For more Culture Couch stories, visit our website, WYSO.org.